Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson creates ICE-free zones to impede immigration arrests. By Warner Todd Houston on October 6, 2025. Chicago's self-proclaimed progressive mayor, Brandon Johnson, has written an executive order aimed at creating ICE-free zones in the Windy City to impede federal law enforcement from doing their jobs. During a Monday press conference, the left-wing Democrat mayor excoriated Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, officers as a rogue, reckless group of heavily armed, masked individuals and claimed to have made certain parts of the city off-limits to federal law enforcement officers. Johnson claimed that his order establishes ICE-free zones. In recent weeks, federal agents used several city-owned properties, including parking lots near Harrison and Kedzie, and a vacant lot at 46th and Daman, as staging sites for immigration enforcement. Such use of city property undermines community trust and runs counter to Chicago's welcoming city ordinance, which ensures that all residents, regardless of immigration status, can live, work, and seek services without fear, Johnson bloviated. That means that city property and unwilling private businesses will no longer serve as staging grounds for these raids, the mayor added. At the press conference, Johnson blasted the Trump administration. "We have a rogue, reckless group of heavily armed, masked individuals roaming throughout our city that are not accountable to the people of Chicago," he exclaimed. "Their actions put all Chicagoans at risk. Our school parking lots are not for ICE to load their weapons. They are for Chicagoans who drop their kids off to learn," he said. "Our libraries are not for ICE to prepare for a raid, they're for Chicagoans to read and relax. Our parks are not for ICE to set up checkpoints, they are for Chicagoans to play and enjoy." The mayor's office later followed up by posting the order to social media. "We will not tolerate ICE agents violating our residents' constitutional rights, nor will we allow the federal government to disregard our local authority," Johnson's office said after he signed this likely illegal order meant to impede federal law enforcement. "ICE agents are detaining elected officials, tear-gassing protesters, children, and Chicago police officers, and abusing Chicago residents. We will not stand for that in our city. With this executive order, Chicago stands firm in protecting the constitutional rights of our residents and immigrant communities and upholding our democracy." Johnson also escalated his dangerous, violent rhetoric by claiming that center-right Americans want a rematch of the Civil War and that Trump has declared war on the people of Chicago and people across America. Johnson's overheated rhetoric comes while he has ordered the Chicago police not to give aid to federal law enforcement officials who are being assaulted by violent protesters who have ramped up their attacks with impunity outside ICE facilities around the country. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston. Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at X/Twitter at WT Houston.